out!" shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat, from the middle of the pond, the cat walked round the tree and thought, "Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away." No sooner had Peter gone than a big grey wolf came out of the forest. In a twinkling, the cat climbed up into the tree. The duck quacked and, in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer, nearer, catching up with her.
Okay, so you just heard Peter and the Wolf, OP67, The Wolf. And that was by David Bowie, who narrated that, obviously. And then the composers were Eugene Ormandy and Sergei Prokofiev. And then before that, off the same album, Peter and the Wolf, was The Duck, The Dialogue, and The Bird. I think my favorite part is when Bowie narrates the bird. As you know, every character has a different instrument. He narrates it with a clarinet. And he also narrates it with his voice, and it's just like really nasally and really funny. These next two tracks are going to be from this album, which is a soundtrack to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So I'm going to attempt to use a CD player, so it might take a minute, but I should get those running. So you just heard Through the Bamboo Forest from the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon soundtrack. And then before that was Conditional Love by Claire Rousset off of her album A Little Death. And then prior to that we listened to, off the same Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon soundtrack, was Yearning of the Sword. And that movie was directed by Ang Lee, and it was composed by Tan Dun, but there's a lot of cello work on it by Yo-Yo Ma, which I didn't know until recently, and he's probably the only classical person I know. But next up, I'm going to get into less classical music, still a little bit more ambient stuff, but we're going to transition into rock.
Ever stop reminding myself everything is table by the door. Wallet on the ground. Bag of rubber bands. Thank you.
So you just heard Bray from Pullman off of their new 2026 album titled 3 in Roman numerals specifically. Before that, we jammed out to Ike Piano by Bass Victim. And then before that was Marching Music by Charlie Osborne and World Peace DMT. And then before that, we listened to Drinking Age by Cameron Winter. Speaking of Cameron Winter, I'm going to play some Geese next, which I've really developed a taste for over this break, which is probably not a unique sentiment, but it's really good, so I'm going to play it.
We'll be right back.
Okay, you just heard 13 by Pullman off the same album. And before that, of course, was 100 Horses by Geese. The next album I'm going to get into is actually pretty cool. I volunteered at a music venue over winter break, and I met this woman, Terry LaChance, and she does music, and so she gave me her CD to play, and it's pretty good. It's kind of like folk rock stuff. I'm not a super big expert on that genre, but it's really good, and I enjoyed it, and I like a lot of the lyrics are really cool. I like the messages of the songs. So shout out Terry, check out her music. I'm going to play her CD in a second, but before that, I'm going to give you a quick message about public libraries. Can you name the one place where you have access to nearly everything on the web and in print, and even have personal assistance to help you find what you're looking for? It's right in your backyard, the library. That's right, the library. Books aren't the only thing you can find at your local library. At both the Burlington and South Burlington libraries, patrons can borrow items from a library of things. Everyday items you might not expect to find in the library. There, residents with library cards can now check out tools and electronics like an electric power washer, a mobile hotspot, or VCR, in case you're looking for that. No matter what you're looking for, your local library will help you find what you're looking for. Nice. This has been a message from your local literate DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Great message. I love libraries and finding... It's always a surprise what they have at the library. But yeah, on to Terry. This first track off of her CD is called Take a Step, The Precipice of Your Life. And I think... I need this message, especially now, but it's a good song. The lyrics are good. I'm going to play it. So that again was Take a Step, The Precipice of Your Life by Terry LaChance. The next one I'm going to play off the same album is going to be Don't Over Prepare, which I think is a good message because everyone's preparing nowadays and I feel like you should just wing it. And here it goes.
Don't go. If you can't read the menu, don't go. If you don't know where you're sleeping, don't go. If it's far from your comfort, don't go. The fear that others have for you make you hesitate, but jump in knowing gonna be great. People that you meet can guide you to what's there. Be open to the journey. Don't over-prepare. Don't over-prepare. If you listen to the voices inside and outside you, you will never take chances that come your way. The world is safer than it seems. Be afraid to capture your dream.
So you just heard Don't Over Prepare by Terry LaChance. Good stuff off of her album Constantly Driving. You should check her out. I think this is going to be the final song right after this one, which will be Geese again as always, because it's really good. Off the Getting Killed album, this is Taxes, and I'll see you guys next week. Nobody deserves